It's time for Eating and Drinking with the Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food and beverage authorities from around town. This morning, James Norton is with us. He blogs for The Heavy Table, the Twin Cities-based dining blog. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning.
State fair time is just about upon us. And so, as is traditional and customary here on Eating and Drinking, we're going to talk about new state fair foods for 2014. Now, I've had a look at the list. I just sort of skimmed over it. I imagine you've parsed it quite a bit. So where should we begin here today?
Well, I've memorized it and parsed it out geographically. The Heavy Table and the State Fair have a very a deep and sometimes troubled relationship. Every year, we go in on the first day at 9 in the morning with a team of 12 to 15 people wearing matching T-shirts, and we eat everything.
Are you serious?
I am 100% serious.
You're not making that up. You go in
tomorrow
with matching
morning, T-shirts, we're going to be in there at 9 in the morning as a pack, roving, and we call it the wrecking crew, just destroying all the food at the fair. So this year is only 28 new items, a little easier. Past years, it's been more like 40 or 50.
I know.
I think maybe the state fair food bubble is bursting.
Or they're achieving maximum density,
right,
just like what they can achieve with grease.
Maybe 600 deep fried items was sufficient. Yeah.
All right, let's hit it.
Let's hit it.
Lots to cover here today.
So I've got some items I'm excited about, some I'm really curious about, and some that are going to be terrible, I think. And I'm going to share a few of those.
Okay, do.
Good stuff. Beer gelato. Great idea. It's going to be rich. It's going to be smooth. It's going to be creamy. It's going to be at Mancini's Alfresco. I'm going to run right out and try that. Beer gelato, you can't lose, I think.
Okay.
Korean barbecue collar with kimchi pickles. This is going to be at Famous Dave's. And, you know, Famous Dave's, not my favorite local barbecue, but they're not bad. And they always bring it at the fair. They always bring something interesting. They did chocolate-covered bacon one year that was really provocative. I'm not going to say it was my favorite thing, but it wasn't bad, and it was really interesting. So they take risks, and I think they know what they're doing. So
are Famous Dave's indeed local?
I believe it's a local chain that has blown up, is my understanding.
That's actually good to know.
Yeah, And then the North Shore Pasta, which is a walleye mac and cheese. I would be suspicious of it, except it's coming from Giggles Campfire Grill, which is another place at the fair. I think they're pretty bulletproof. When these guys say they're going to execute, they execute. So I'm going to go out and get that for sure.
Why would you have been suspicious of it had it not been from this establishment?
Seafood.
See, there you go. That's what I was thinking, because I saw all these items, and 201, I thought, I'm not going to go with seafood at the fair, because that whole proposition just seems like a dangerous way to go.
Now, we'll talk more about that in a moment.
Okay, we'll get to that. All right, so things that you could, that maybe could go either way, is that where we were going to go next?
Yeah, interesting things.
Okay.
The Blue Moon Dine-In Theater is doing something called Snow Ribbons, which they describe as a fusion of feathery-like cotton candy, flaky shaved ice, and creamy layered snow that melt in your mouth. Kind of conceptual, right?
That's kind of conceptual. Cotton candy is not really something you eat.
Like frozen cotton candy?
Yeah.
Flavors?
I don't know.
It's going to be frozen hot chocolate. Salty dog is one of the flavors. I don't think that sounds good.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound good.
I'm intrigued.
All right. It's intriguing.
I'll
give you that.
Try the snow ribbons. Okay. Chocolate dessert salami, which is chocolate, butter, almonds, and walnuts blended and rolled into a distinctive salami shape and sliced in salami pieces. Do we need our dessert in salami form? I honestly have never confronted this question before. Maybe the answer is yes.
I like my salami in salami form, but do we need our chocolate in salami form? That is an interesting concept, though, and the ingredients sound kind of like they obviously do go together, and so we'll see.
We'll see. The Sausage Sisters have got that one. And then chicken and the waffle, it's like a waffle cone with fried chicken and sausage gravy kind of shoved into it. Could be delicious. Could be a train wreck. All comes down to execution. That's at the Blue Barn, which is a new vendor.
All right. Moving on now. Are we now at the places that you're seriously are suspicious of?
This is the stuff that I have to eat for professional reasons. And I think we're going to be taking a bullet for all y'all when we do it.
I noticed we haven't talked about the bacon wrapped turkey leg yet.
You know, I think that sounds like good old fashioned Renaissance fare.
Exactly. The reason that I thought of it is because, to me, the turkey leg is always disappointing. You think, oh, I'm going to get a turkey leg. And then you eat it, and it's like, why did I get this? It's so boring. But wrap it in some bacon, and it might be just the kicking it up a notch that the turkey leg needs.
I think that might be right. I also think you get to walk around like Fred Flintstone, which I think is fun. But beyond that, I tend to agree. A little oversold.
All right. So now be suspicious of these items.
The Caribbean-style lobster roll.
Yeah.
Why are you getting a lobster salad at a Midwestern state fair?
I'm not sure.
You know, I love lobster rolls. I go to Maine as much as I possibly can and eat my weight in lobster. But you know, 90 degree weather, middle of the country, lobster roll. I'm suspicious. Deep fried breakfast on a stick, which is American and Swiss cheeses, a sausage patty, one egg, Canadian bacon, sandwiched between pancakes, dipped in batter, and deep fried. I can just see myself standing stock still, staring at the ground, trying not to pass out after eating it, just like sweat pouring off of my brow.
Oh, and trying not to hurl. Yes. I tell you, there's something there's something about the whole Monte Cristo genre that is just foul to me. It reminds me of, a vat of grease that hasn't been cleaned. You're putting your sandwich in there, dipped in batter. There's something that is just really, and I'm not accusing the proprietors of, the makers of this sandwich of unclean grease. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying this is what it connotes to me. I don't need batter-covered sandwiches.
Yeah, batter-covered batter. I mean, you've got pancakes batter.
There you go. Thank you, James.
It could be brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's probably not going to be. And my number one anti-pick for the fair, the deep-fried lobster on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Lobster is a delicate, gentle little sea creature, and if you mistreat it, it can get rubbery, it can get slimy, it can get dry. Horrible, horrible things can happen to your lobster. And just like a bunch of 17-year-old kids, deep frying lobster, just to me, it's a culinary a nightmare. Yeah. The only reason I think it's going to be okay is I'm sure that's not the world's finest lobsters dying for this experience, but deep fried lobster on a stick, extremely suspicious. If they do it well, I am going to proclaim it from the top of the Empire State Building. I'm going to be so excited, but I have my reservations.
Okay, good to know. Now, you're going to be trying these along with all of the other the forces out in force from the Heavy Table, so labeled in T-shirts tomorrow morning.
That's right.
To try all these things we talked about and more.
Friday morning, you can read our report, and it will be extensive, all the 28 new items, and I'm sure more than, because with our team, knocking down 40 to 50 items is kind of what we do.
Okay.
I'd love to hit 60 one year, but that's ambitious.
It probably is. All right, so all the links to everything that you need to know over at thecurrent.org, to the Heavy Table, to the complete list of all the State Fair foods, that's all there as well. James, good luck, happy dining, and stay safe.
Thank you so much. We will do our best.
Enjoy the State Fair.
Thanks.
James Norton writes for TheHeavyTable.com, a daily Twin Cities-based online magazine, passionately telling the stories of food and drink from roots to table in the Upper Midwest. It's 89.3 The Current.